Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, James Donaldson, Chris Gatling, the Energizer, Joey Devine, Jamal McGlure, Christian Leitner, Don Muse, Sean Keane, Tyrone Hill, BJ Armstrong, the Super Agent. Thank you to our Patreons, Robbie Safford, Paul Moses, thank you, Paul, Dubaru, thank you, Dubaru, you're the best, musical guest, Chris Cross, and now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and I am here, as always, with my very good friend, Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. Doing great.
Are you upset at the NBA for any reason? Because that is the, it seems like that's in the air.
Yeah, well, we'll get to. I mean, I guess I'm a little mad at them for, playing at all, not taking a month off. As one of my favorite writers at The Ringer suggested, the NBA should take a full month off. To grief, guys.
Before we get into anything else, I should just say, follow us on Twitter at RoundRockPod. Email us at RoundRockPod@gmail.com. Give us 5-star reviews on iTunes. It helps, apparently. That's what every other podcast says, and we are followers. Donate to our Patreon at patreon.com/RoundRockPod. And, more importantly, come see us live February 13th at Podstar Weekend in Los Angeles, California, at the Virgil. Tickets are available at podstarweekend.com.
Yeah.
I think that's the fastest I've ever done that.
That was really good. It was confident. It sounded like you wanted people to do all the things that you were asking them to do.
Except I forgot one. Call us on the phone at the number in the description of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who calls us up on the phone? Former podcast host himself. Not the guy who writes about the NFL, but the guy who gets harassed by Derek Jeter fans. a man who just saw the movie Autofocus and will not stop referencing it, which is disturbing for people who saw it when it first came out 10 years ago. writer from Vice Sports, from Deadspin, from the Willamette Week, from sitting at Canard, Vancouver, Washington zone. Big Corbs called us again. Should we listen to that?
I should say
his whole name, Corbin A. Smith, at Corbina Smith on Twitter.
And his birder is at Corbin Smith NFL.
But yeah, let's play Corbin's call.
Big Corbs Corner. Big Corbs Corner. Big Corbs Corner. A call from Corbs.
Hey there, Roundball Rock. Whew. Corbin Smith. Big Corbs in the house. Currently, I'm the Stairmaster, Stair Machine, here at Planet Fitness. So last night was Zion's first game. And he drilled like 4 3-pointers in a row or whatever. But I think we can all agree the shot form was a little, a little low. Looks fine. Like, maybe he's doing it, being like a 3-point shooter guy or whatever. But, I think we know that for sure. But I was just wondering, if theoretically he regresses, down 20% or whatever, how long will this game live on in people's imagination when they try to convince you that Zion Williamson is a good 3-point shooter? Like this little example, oh my God, of 3-point shooting, like, how extrapolated do you think that'll be? Oh, gonna be Eli Manning. Come on, ESPN. All right, have a good day.
All right, Sean. What was his question?
I was
confused by what the Stairmaster. I was worried about his health while he was on the Stairmaster.
Yeah, I mean, shouts to Planet Fitness. He was by the really way, getting a, of the
he,
show.
He was really getting a sweat on by the end of that
was.
Call.
Normally his routine is he does more kind of like weight stuff, by which I mean lifting ceramics into the air and shattering them. But now this week caught him on a cardio day. Okay, so in fairness to Big Corbs, this was recorded right after Zion's now a seasoned NBA veteran, and I think we can all agree we know what we have with Zion Williamson.
He fucking rules. he's having one of the best, like, how many games has he played now? Four? Sean, is it four games?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. I think it's five now. Five? He played his fifth. Yeah, he's played more than that. Five games.
I saw a stat yesterday that said he's having one of the best first five games in NBA history.
Well, he's shooting 62.5% from the field. Now, Big Corbs is right. He has not made a 3-pointer since that game. He's only taken two though,
right?
Because he's too busy Dunking.
Yeah.
Dunking on dudes.
He caught a lob from behind the backboard yesterday. I don't know why. Look, Corbin's been anti-Zion for some reason for 2 years now.
I think he wore a Patriots hat once.
which is strange because Zion is like the most Corbin player possibly ever.
He doesn't like short people. He doesn't like people who are undersized for their position.
Yeah, but he's like a guy who just goes to the rim constantly and does amazing things, and he's like he's got a weird body.
He's beefy. He's a thick boy in that, in more than the Jokic mode even.
But he also hated Jokic too, so I guess maybe he just, maybe Corbin is a body fascist.
Yeah. Now, from what I would say about Zion's, maybe he doesn't like it when guys are shorter, except for Bill Russell, who's like basically the same height as Zion, right? Isn't Bill Russell like 6'7"?
I really think he's 6'6", maybe. I think Bill Russell is like Kawhi Leonard's size.
I bet Kawhi is heavier.
Yeah, probably.
Bill Russell is officially 6'9".
I don't think that's true, though.
I need to get into like the height truth thing Twitter. Someone has him as 6'9" and 5'8". All right, whatever. Okay, anyway, it's fine. I do think Corbin was correct in that Zion's shot did not look great, but the thing is, one thing about guys who kind of shoot like that from the outside, like they're kind of mad at the basket while they're shooting a three-pointer, those guys tend to run pretty hot and cold. I would say the Draymond Green experience has taught me this, where like it's a weird shot and it's not the ideal shot, but from like when you're not being guarded shooting a straight on three, the arc does not matter as much as you think it does.
Right.
Is what I'd say. Just because
Zion's gonna shoot,
you know, like you're open. You know,
Zion's going to shoot threes better than Draymond Green, though, for sure.
Yeah, I think so, too. No, it's just I think the shot is not going to look good, but no, I think he has a very good sense of it.
It'll be bad this year, and then I bet it'll be good next year.
Well, it's also like, I think a flat shot is less of a big deal when no one is going to be guarding you at the three-point line. So, yeah, it's been tight. I hope the Pelicans, I've been so affected by listening to very, I would say maybe cap heavy podcasts.
I wonder which one that would be.
I don't want to name any names, but, just feeling like, cause I'm really into, it's weird that there's this attitude that teams that are like two games out of the playoffs are just like, yeah, they got to be sellers for the next year.
We're trading Drew Holiday.
So with the Pelicans, it's like, man, just get like a little bit better. And it would just be so tight if they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And usually it doesn't really matter who the eighth seed is, but this year, be way better.
I love the Pelicans. I mean, I love Zion and I love Drew Holiday. I don't love a lot of the other Pelicans roster.
There's one guy I think is really, really a great guy.
Is it Brandon Ingram? Sorry, I forgot. Your love affair with Etan Moore continues. But I would actually rather see the Grizzlies make the eighth seed.
I mean, that'd be tight too. But people are also talking about them being sellers. I mean, I guess you got to trade Andre Iguodala.
I mean, just, if they get literally anything for Andre Iguodala.
Now, I believe the real bonus of this, too, is if Memphis makes the playoffs, the higher they finish, the more it screws over the Boston Celtics.
Yep.
And that's like a double victory. That's almost as good as making the playoffs.
Uh-huh. 100%.
Plus,
Ja is like, it's very interesting what we've gotten with Ja and Zion, I would say. They're like the first two rookies I can imagine who are like doing like video game things, but like with high basketball IQ. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, where like Ja does like an NBA Street Volume 2 dribble move. But to get to like a high efficiency shot.
Right.
And the rest of this rookie class pretty much sucks, but we'll talk about that later.
Don't you insult Brandon Clark like that, Joey.
Oh, I love Brandon Clark, actually. Look, Brandon Clark is like, he's He's exactly in the vein of guy I love, so you know I love Brandon Clark. Oh, guy's too skinny, but he blocks a million shots because his arms are really long.
Well, you know, the another secret star out of this rookie class has just finally joined the Grizzlies.
John Conchar. I've been talking about Conchar since Summer League.
Well, I had to write about players that just general computer projections liked and hated. And Conchar and Clark are the two guys who are just like, we sort of thought our stats were broken because these two guys were just dominating. And then John Conchar dominated the G League too.
Look, I know a lot of our listeners probably haven't seen the Grizzlies yet, but wait till you see what John Conchar looks like.
It's amazing. And like
if you think Alex Caruso looks funny.
Well, the other thing is that he's not good at what you would think he would be good at by looking at him. Does that make sense, Joey?
It is.
He is like is Sura like a bad descriptor?
I would say yes, because his defense is what makes him incredible.
That is crazy.
But it's in not a hustle way, in like an athlete way.
Yeah, he's like really strong, but he definitely looks like a teacher. You know, like a tall teacher.
But like a handsome teacher, but still a teacher. You know what I mean? He looks like Tass Mellis, let's just be honest.
It's just very weird that guy succeeding in the NBA is in spite of his three-point shooting.
Yeah.
check out John Conchar.
Google Images needs to get their shit straight, because if you Google John Conchar and images, the second image is Grayson Allen.
No.
It looks like it's ESPN's fault. Hold on. Apparently at one point, I think ESPN.com's John Conchar page had Grayson Allen as his profile photo.
Yeah.
Anyway.
John Conchar looks like a guy who comes in like eighth place on the Bachelorette and gets dumped on a date.
100%. That is exactly what he looks like.
And like, if you are familiar with the Bachelor in Paradise franchise, he is reminiscent of Grocery Store Joe. I would say his vibe. I had one more question about this call, Joey.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
When was the last time you did the Stairmaster?
I've never done a Stairmaster.
I feel like once I learned there were elliptical machines, the Stairmaster was a thing of the past.
Is it possible he was on an elliptical and he just called it a Stairmaster?
Yeah, it's possible. But I mean, I'm sure they have a Stairmaster at Planet Fitness. It's a popular machine. That's the one gym machine where it's like, does this have to directly evoke like a punishment from Hades? You know what I mean? Oh, you're climbing an endless stair? Like, all right.
All right, let's talk news.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news. For humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, Sean, our top story is this.
Yo, this is all I'm going to say on the subject, bro, because all y'all want to keep sliding up and shit and saying, oh, you should have made it. Yeah, I should have, bro, but I didn't. So, I mean, it is what it is. NBA is a bunch of bullshit. The NBA can really suck my dick for all I care. I hope y'all see this video, by the way, and find me. But, yeah, man, shit's just crazy to me, bro. I work in a fucking political league that's all about politics, and it is what it is.
That's right, Sean. That what you heard there was NBA rookie Jackson Hayes telling the NBA that they can, quote, really suck my dick for all I care, and I hope y'all see this video, by the way. Find me. He pulled a Bill Simmons.
Wow. Yeah. a Bill Simmons, a Kevin Love, perhaps.
Yeah, but the Bill Simmons is, that's really,
eh, and I don't care if you hear this, Roger Goodell, you can cancel Grantland for all I care.
You know what? Why don't you have your friend Peter Thiel tear down Deadspin as well? Do it with wrestling.
Unions are terrible.
But seriously, can you tell me, Sean, can you, for our listeners out there that did not know that rookie Jackson Hayes told the NBA that they can really suck his dick for all he cares?
Uh-huh.
Can you tell him why? Can you tell them why he said that?
Yeah, I can. So Jackson Hayes plays for the New Orleans Pelicans. Mm-hmm.
He's a rookie.
He was the 10th pick in the draft. He's like, you may not know Jackson Hayes, but you've seen a lot of guys who are a lot like Jackson Hayes, who also went to Texas and kind of do that. Like he's like Jared Allen.
Uh-huh.
And he's 2 years behind him. And also not unlike Tristan Thompson, just like a dude who blocked shots. So he didn't get picked for the Rising Stars game, the game that features a lot of young players. It's all first and second year players, or is it just rookie? Yeah.
It's all first
it used to
and
be the rookie sophomore. Yeah, it used to be the rookie sophomore game. Now it is.
Which, by the way, it should still be the rookie sophomore.
Yeah, I don't understand the problem with that. And now it's the U.S. versus the world, which
well,
is
you
like
know the problem with it. It's the Ben Simmons not a rookie thing.
Oh.
Because so many guys skip their rookie years now. They're like,
but not that many guys did that.
But that's why.
It's so weirdly xenophobic, too.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to destroy the world again. Except
right.
I think the world has beaten us twice, two in a row now.
No, Kuzma won it like single-handedly last year.
Bogdan went off the year before.
Oh, that's right. No, you might be right.
Yeah, no, I think Bogdan and Doncic won it single-handedly last year, didn't they?
Okay. I just thought Kuzma was the MVP of the Rising Stars.
No, it was Bogdan. It was Bogdan.
It's why he's untouchable in trades.
Well, he's untouchable in trades because they should not trade him. There's no reason. Just pay Bogdan Bogdanovich, but we'll get to that.
Oh, I meant Kuzma.
Oh,
was
Kuzma,
untrade.
Yeah.
You just keep Bogdan. Like, Jesus Christ, Sacramento. What are we doing?
Like, he is very clearly Manu Ginobili. I mean, he's not as good, but you know what I mean? Like, a guy who scores a shit ton of points and runs a second unit perfectly. Like, that's what Bogdan Bogdanovich is. Like, when you're a good team, you will want that guy. Just pay him.
Right. So I think Bogdan actually went off...
Is that 2 years
the
ago?
The previous year. Well, I mean, he did hit 5 threes in the game. He was pretty good. But, last year, Kyle Kuzma is the one who... Look, we know our...
Least we were able to name the last two MVPs of the Rising Stars game.
I mean, look, we have a problem.
I'm going to say it right now. I prefer NBA Saturday to anything else that happens. Or maybe even Friday.
NBA Friday?
I might like Friday better than Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. I like the celebrity game. I like the rookie sophomore game.
I mean, it's like... This year, look, I will say it is somewhat of a relief to not have to explain to a romantic partner this year that on Friday, February 14th, what I want to do for Valentine's Day is watch, a couple of the guys from Migos.
Nick Cannon.
Go
head to
head with Nick Cannon, Win Butler.
Arnie Duncan,
Brian McKnight, Common,
Ed from Ed, who
he
I guess is Ed
back.
From The Flash now, but still,
yeah. I mean, I still think of him as Ed on that show, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm like, whoa, Ed's bad this season.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Ed, Joey.
I definitely have not. But Ed was everywhere.
Yeah. yeah, but so it's yeah, US versus the world. Anyway, Jackson Hayes did get picked to the US team. And Zion got picked to the team, and his teammate Nikhil
Alexander Walker. You can just call him Nah.
And he's playing. He's Canadian, but, so he's
yeah, because he's on the world team. That's why he got picked.
It's very strange that they're enforcing the Canadian U.S. binary in the NBA right now, because generally, when you find out someone's Canadian in the United States, you're like, oh wow, all right.
Cool.
And this game is set up that it's like the U.S. is guarding the border to the north.
Anyway,
Tristan Thompson wants to take your jobs. But yeah.
Anyway, I'm pro anyone telling their boss to suck their dick. So yeah. Even though this is maybe the most ridiculous reason to be mad at your boss.
Also, when your name is Jackson Hayes, well, and it's like. Who picked the game? The coaches voted? I don't even know who chooses the rising stars. It's like the league office, right? They're just like, famous guy, guy from a country we're trying to sell some shit in. Famous guy, Lakers, Celtic. Like, when he thought the Pelicans were doing so well, they deserved 3 rising stars. Also, I think it's only 9 people on each team.
Here's the weirdest thing. other people were mad about not being picked for the Rising Stars game too.
It's 20. Okay, but still.
Matisse Thybul. His agent released a statement mad that Matisse wasn't picked for the Rising Stars game. His agent Eric Goodwin said, quote, Matisse plays to win. He does what his team needs of him. He's happy for every player that made the Rising Stars game, but I would be lying if I didn't say he was pretty disappointed. He's one of the league's top defenders and is amongst the league leaders in steals and blocks, from the guard position. Sad reminder that defense no longer has substance in the new NBA. Shame on the league's assistant coaches.
Oh, so that's who chooses the Rising Stars. Wow. So he's basically saying, suck my dick, Ron Adams.
Hey, Sam Cassell, fuck you.
Yeah. Hey, so to me, this is like less funny, but 100%, like so much crazier than Jackson Hayes' thing. Because Jackson Hayes got disappointed. Because
it happened to him.
And he made and he just put it on his own Instagram immediately after finding out. And it's like, a 20-year-old got emotional and
social
did
media.
Something embarrassing. like it is funny that like the takeaway is that he was really sad, even though it's anyway. Matisse Thybul was like, "Hey, you got to say something, Eric. You're my agent. You're supposed to look out for
me. Can't you do something about this?
Like this is." That assistant coaches seems like something that Matisse dictated over the phone.
And here's the thing about Matisse Thybul. He fucking rules. I really like him. He would not rule in this game.
Yeah, it's like...
This game is built specifically to have one team watch the other team while they have the ball.
Right.
Anytime anyone tries to
play team defense.
Anytime anybody tries to play defense in this game, they get embarrassed and it ruins their career.
Right. When that guy tried to guard. Look. Are we maybe a little fond of the Rising Stars game because it's the only time that Jason Richardson truly got his due? You know, maybe.
Hey, no, he also won a slam dunk contest twice.
That's right. As long as it's on Sunday, the Warriors are there.
But yes, exactly. Carlos Boozer was trying to guard Jason Richardson, and he got embarrassed when Jason Richardson threw the ball off his face.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the big one I think of is Kyrie Irving absolutely, literally ruining Brandon Knight's career.
oh my God.
Because Kyrie Irving kept just crossing him up and then draining threes in his face. And then a week later, Kyrie Irving's best friend literally murdered him with a DeAndre Rock. Jordan dunked on him harder than anyone has ever dunked on anybody.
I mean, he collapsed like patio furniture. The way he just oh, it's incredible. So Matisse would be playing on the U.S. team in this situation, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
And sometimes it's I don't know if he really has a case, Joey. And I'm going to say Jackson Hayes does not. Eric Paschal is probably the guy having the worst season on this U.S. team. Also, they want to have players from the world roster, though.
I mean, I would say...
and Mo Wagner made it.
I would... Exactly! This is why... Just take young players and then... divide them up in a different way. In fact, specifically this year, just have a team 8 and a team 24.
Exactly. And you know what? Here's what I'd say as well. Kobe Bryant embodied the U.S. and the world. He spoke Italian, right. Jeff.
I don't want to talk about Kobe anymore, though.
What?
Should we talk about the actual All-Star game? Oh, wait, hold on. We should also talk about people being mad about Saturday.
Yes, it's great. Here's the thing. Yes, this is fairly embarrassing for everybody, but all anyone ever wants to talk about is how people don't care about the All-Star game and it should mean something. And now we're mad that Jackson Hayes is willing to get his dick sucked by Ron Adams to prove a point about the Rising Stars game. That's commitment.
Spencer Dinwiddie is mad he didn't get picked to defend his skills challenge title. And I'm going to say right off the bat, fuck yeah, Spencer Dinwiddie. As one of the only men on earth who loves the skills challenge, I like seeing somebody take this seriously. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, look, it is.
I am a weirdo who prefers the skills challenge to the 3-point contest.
Okay, that is insane.
I like a race. What can I say?
The skills challenge. I'm gonna have to push back here. It's not broad enough. It's like,
I agree.
It is a weird. It's not. It's. The thing is, like, I just feel like an All-Star Weekend event should have a little more talent and skill compared to it than, like, a sausage race around a baseball field. Like,
but here's the thing.
It feels like a Friday event.
I'm a man who loves an obstacle course. Just, you know this about me.
I do know this. It's just the obstacles aren't very good.
Exactly.
That's
but
the thing.
For me, I love the skills challenge because I see the potential in it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess so. Last year, the skills challenge just came down to people hitting half-court shots.
Uh-huh. Very weird.
Which was exciting, but also it was like, what did we just even measure
here? It was really good last year.
So Spencer Dinwiddie actually won in 2018.
Yeah,
so he's
right.
But he is a former winner.
Yes. But also, I don't believe he was there last year. So he's still complaining about not being able to.
Wow.
Anyway, he said, quote, Look at it like this. I won the skills challenge and didn't get invited back. What does that fucking say? Have you ever met a winner of an award not get invited back? Now that shit is pretty crazy. Folks don't care about me. I'm Spencer. Quit playing.
Yeah. He missed the skills challenge last year due to an injury. Mm-hmm. So he was probably hurt working on a papa shot to correct things. Oh, Joey, going back to the three-point contest, it would be so much better if they just have two guys shoot at the same time in the early rounds.
Yeah.
That would solve a lot.
I mean, I like the three-point contest. It's fine. I do think it's just a little monotonous. Watching a guy go around in a circle shooting threes.
That's what I'm saying. You make the first round take half the amount of time, and then, you know, you only have to watch guys do that a lot fewer times. Yes. So, look, he should be in the skills challenge. He was hurt last year. He wanted to defend the title.
Who's even in it? Have they announced?
They haven't really announced. As far as I can tell, I could not find the roster. They just told Spencer Dinwiddie, not you. I mean, I'm sure Tatum will be defending his title.
Yeah, of course.
Because people like him. Uh-huh. Quit playing. Yeah, as far as I can tell, they have not announced participants. They just, Oh, also, Spencer Dinwiddie did call out Jason Tatum last year. It was like, your skills challenge title doesn't count because I wasn't there. It was like he Phil Jacksoned it. The title only counts if you go through me.
And then he offered to bet him. He put a Bitcoin prize down to beat him.
Do you think the NBA is holding him out of the skills challenge so he cannot advertise Dinwiddie coin?
I do. I think it's political.
Yeah, I think we need to get Andrew Yang on this.
I mean, Spencer Dinwiddie's probably Yang Gang, right?
He seems pretty Yang Gang-y to me. also, undervalued and ignored. Yeah, they tried to cut Yang from the primary squad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to keep talking about that. Sorry. starting to annoy myself.
Let's talk about the actual All-Stars, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though I find it to be incredibly boring. So they named the All-Star teams. It's Luka, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Brandon Ingram, Nikola Jokic, Rudy Gobert, and not Devin Booker.
Not Devin Booker. That's the main takeaway from this team.
In the East, it's Kemba Walker, Giannis, of course, Pascal Siakam, Joel Embiid, Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler.
Trae Young.
Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, Chris Middleton, Jason Tatum, and then two of the stranger, no one would have guessed. If you bet that these two guys would make an All-Star team this summer, you would be shot in the head in your jewelry store. Bam Adebayo and of course, Sabonis from Indiana. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, my first question for you. Uh-huh. Who got snubbed?
And the answer has to be nobody, right?
Uh-huh.
I believe Keith Parrish from the Great Fast Break Breakfast podcast brought this up. But, it's who you can't make the All-Star team outright in a year with no Steph, Clay, injured Kyrie, no Durant. Like, there's 10 guys missing from the field who could potentially have been All-Stars. And that's it. You know what I mean? I was a little surprised that Bradley Beal did not make the All-Star team. That's it. That was the only surprise. Devin Booker didn't make it and didn't surprise me because, you know, there's a lot of guys.
Place.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. He led the team to 11th place. And I just...
And look,
I hear this, you need to say who's not on the team instead.
I also get being mad as a Suns fan because I used to get mad every year when Monte Ellis didn't win make the All-Star team for an 11th place team. But
John Hollinger pulled out that reference when he was talking about the Suns being mad about it, and it was like a gut punch because I remembered how I felt, knowing in my heart that Monte Ellis was not an All-Star,
right?
But still, just like he scored 26 a game, uh-huh. No one can guard him. But you look at the guys ahead of him, and it's like, would you take Devin Booker over Donovan Mitchell? Does that seem right?
I mean, Suns fans would.
I guess so.
I don't think I would, though.
But, like, Lillard and Paul seem, like, way better.
I mean, the guy is, it's Russell Westbrook.
Right. So. But you look at Westbrook's, like, Booker's whole thing is his scoring resume. And it's like, well, Russell Westbrook is also scoring 25 points a game.
Right.
So, Devin Booker, I'm sorry, but the Suns are going to be trading off players and not really trying to make the playoffs.
Bradley Beal, of course, was disqualified. He was supposed to make the team, but then the coaches saw the picture of him as Jared Leto's Joker for Halloween, and they were like, we can't have him on a team. He'll he'll poison it.
Spit on people. Well, they were the NBA. Actually,
they were worried he was going to send his teammates used condoms, like Jared Leto on the Suicide Squad.
Actually, that's what first led to the breakdown of the Bradley Beal John Wall relationship. I believe. I think that was a tidbit we heard.
Jim Boylan.
Mm-hmm.
Thinks Zach LaVine was snubbed. He said, "Quote." I am disappointed. We're disappointed. We feel he's an all-star caliber player. He's having an all-star season, and he's obviously a huge part to what we're building. But we respect the process.
What is he talking about?
Our goals have not changed. We hope to and want to and continue to play meaningful games in January and February and March and continue our fight to become a playoff team. We're going to keep playing, and Zach's going to keep competing and playing at a high level. He's having an all-star caliber season. Because he didn't get selected doesn't mean he's not playing at a big-time level. Congrats to the guys that made it. Winning is important, and we'll move forward.
God, just imagine that being your boss every day. Just, that's what all his speeches must be like. We hope to, and we want to, and continue to. Like, wait. Playing meaningful games in January is his goal? Jesus Christ, aim a little higher, Boylan.
He is the most middle manager at a TGI Fridays fucking guy in league history.
Oh, yeah. He's like he just seems like he must know so many buzzwords. Right?
Also changed the rules to the All-Star game. Should we talk about that?
That's right. Yes.
Can you explain this to me, Sean?
It was presented in the most confusing way possible, I will say that. They are doing something which is known as an Elam ending, where teams just play to a certain score rather than the clock. And I think the way it normally works is you get to a certain point in the fourth quarter, I think it's like with 4 minutes left, and the winning score is like 15 points above what the leading team currently has. So you have to get to a number. Anyway, to make it even more confusing, they're going to reset the scores at the end of each quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And the team that wins the quarter gets like $100,000 to donate to a charity of their choice. And in the fourth quarter, they're just playing for 24 points more than the leading cumulative score through three quarters, which they're also keeping. So if Team LeBron is up 100-95 overall for the three quarters, the winning team has to get to 124, and they pick 24 because of Kobe.
Right. And then each team is either wearing 8 or 22, correct?
24, right?
I thought it was 22 because that was Gigi's number. Kobe's daughter.
I
might be wrong, though. I might be 24, but I thought I read 22.
Team LeBron is wearing 2.
Oh, sorry. 2 was her number. 2 was her number. Yeah.
I mean, that is, like, look, it's a nice tribute. It's a little just weird objectively, but you know what?
No, it's cool. Whatever.
It is also the most the NBA has paid attention to women's basketball in, like, years. Mm-hmm. Come on, guys.
Sean, do you think that people are going to like this format?
I guess. It seems confusing. My question is, do people actually care that the All-Star game is competitive? Because it feels like even when they make it competitive, it's just the end of the game. I think it's going to be disappointing. And this is why. I think it's very possible that one team will be way ahead at the end of the third quarter. Mm-hmm. But also, 24 points is not that many points in the All-Star game.
Right.
I mean, the score of the All-Star game last year was like...
It was almost 200, right?
I don't care.
Didn't the team almost hit 200 last year?
Yeah, I think that's right. It was... The final score last year was... Kevin Durant with another MVP. So proud of him. It was 178-164. Yeah. So... Yeah, last year, Team LeBron scored basically twice that much in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. But the problem with this ending is that when you're playing to a score, just think it can end very disappointingly.
Right.
Like, how do you come back as a trailing team at this point? Especially, it's going to end on James Harden getting fouled beyond the arc and then calmly hitting 3 free throws, and then the game will be over. Mm-hmm. And his team will have won by, like, 16 points.
Well, it won't be James Harden, because he's hung over every All-Star game, remember?
Oh, you're right, you're right. It will not be James Harden.
It'll be Chris Paul.
Oh, Chris Paul hitting free throws.
that he flopped his way into.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. And then after the game, in
the backcourt. It won't even be, like, on a play to the hoop.
Yeah. And then people are just going to be looking and trying to numerology the whole thing again, mm-hmm. where they're like, wow, he shot 5 free throws. Kobe had 5 rings. It's incredible. Magical night. I can't get enough of hope to and want to and continue to, by the way, Joey. That's how I'm just going to say everything now. Like, I hope to, and I want to, and I continue to show up on time for work.
All right. To talk about All-Star Weekend, to do their semi-annual All-Star mock draft, here are those NBA cap nerds. Slammed Up with Brett Slamson and Randy Ledoux.
This is Slammed Up with Brett Slamson and Randy Ledoux. Analytics, friendship, efficiency, and promo codes. These guys are fucking dorks.
Welcome to another edition of the Slammed Up Analytics Basketball Podcast, a podcast that is embedded deep inside the Round Ball Rock podcast, much like DeAndre Jordan sagging back to the basket and not contesting shots out of the three-point line. Someone should make a joke about that. With me as often for this emergency podcast is Randy Ledoux. Randy, how are you doing?
Hey, Brad, I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. As you know, we had to do this emergency podcast. Normally we do the mock All-Star Captain's Draft the night before. We stay up all night working on that, mm-hmm. So we can release just ahead of the official draft, but circumstances proved we had an emergency in the NBA. Did you see the Rockets Mavericks game?
I did. It was the greatest thing that's ever happened. Mm-hmm. The Houston mm-hmm. Rockets played an entire game where no one was taller than 6'6", and at one point played an all two guard lineup. James Harden, Austin Rivers, Thabo Sefolosha.
Oh, so swishy.
Danuel House and mm-hmm. Ben McLemore. Oh. The shooting. The switchiness.
The spacing.
This is how basketball should be played.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots of like-sized players. Always important on a basketball roster or at an orgy. It was incredible. I actually had a little trouble watching this game, Randy, because I was weeping and it was hard to see through the veil of tears of joy that were coming down. It's positionless.
Recording.
It's a wonderful move for the sport of basketball. It's a wonderful happening for us on the show, but it's also a great move for the Rockets front office, keeping those big slow dinosaurs encased in tar soon to have their bones decompose into fossil fuels. It's keeping Nene Hilario and Clint Capella off the court and keeping them away from reaching their playing time contract incentives.
Oh, I love when incentives aren't reached. Anytime a player cannot make money that they should be making in the first place, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. just, it's how basketball should be played.
Absolutely. They should be compensated based on arbitrary statistical levels. They should be compensated on playing time. It can be taken away by an employer at their discretion. A contract should be less like a business arrangement with a union and more like a deal set with magical fairies that expires at a certain hour, maybe based on the collection of various rose parts. And, of course, the whim of vengeful spirits.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Mm-hmm. And before we get going, I want to talk about one of our sponsors. This is a new sponsor for our show. It is Rishon Holmes Rich Home Building, and it's a construction company made by Sacramento Kings center Rishon Holmes, favorite of ours on the Slammed Up podcast. Now, these are not the most expensive homes you're going to get, but still somehow slightly overpriced. This is not a great starter home. Could be an acceptable backup home. Also, there are some loose nails in these buildings because they do not hit the boards particularly hard. That being said, if you are currently homeless, if you're just looking for a place to shack up in a literal shack, you could do worse than Rishon Holmes' Rich Homes. And actually, you can get a free consultation by using promo code You're Dead to Brett on your 28th birthday.
We talk about that all the time.
We talk about it all the time. And so get in touch with them today. All right. Well, this is one of our favorite annual traditions here on the Slammed Up podcast. We do a lot of research for it. It is the Mock All-Star Captain's Draft, where each of us will role play one of the captains of this team. As you know, the top two vote getters compete to draft their own rival teams. You've read many of my essays on Quillette about how this is how we should also choose the presidency and the cabinet. So we want to do this, and then we flipped a Bitcoin.
It's weird. You think we should have two competing presidents that then draft their cabinet based on a weird selection of players?
Well, it's the top five vote getters. So this year, the field would include, right now, if we're going by the polls, it would be Bernie and Trump. Trump would draft first as the incumbent. The pool would include, of course, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar.
That's my girl!
Mayor Pete. And I believe some of these libertarian candidates would end up being part of this election, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
I believe so.
they'd be in the top 10. I want to look out for all the potential candidates. I believe Jill Stein would be in the top
Vermin
10. She'd be involved
Supreme.
In the draft.
I think Vermin mm-hmm. Supreme.
Vermin Supreme. For me, I would draft him as the Secretary of Agriculture.
I'm pretty sure Vermin Supreme is currently leading the Libertarian presidential primary.
Oh, wow. It's the Southeast Division of the presidential field. And I feel like, things break right. David Duke could get his name in there. So I believe that's how government should work. And you can read that series. And, of course, also I deliver different passages of it on my OnlyFans page. So we did flip a Bitcoin earlier. And Randy, you were the winner. So you get to be Team LeBron for this one.
Okay.
So as it works, we're going to alternate picks for the starters, and then I get the first selection for the reserves.
Sounds good.
Okay. Randy, you want to lead off?
Yeah. Before I make my first selection, I'd like to put on the table the first pick in this draft. I'm looking for future all-star compensation, draft compensation, and maybe a later pick in this round on top of it.
Team Giannis here.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
I am very interested in the first pick in the draft. Looking at all these guys, there's a lot of future value here. I don't want to let you know my intentions, but I will be, much like when I am looking for a first date, I am going to be focused on an Eastern European 20-year-old. So I'd like to offer you, I don't want to get too compromised, but I would send you the second pick in the draft along with my fourth selection in the reserve draft to move up to that first pick.
Can you do anything where you offer me any few picks in future drafts?
Oh, perfect.
As well,
yeah.
On top of that. Sweeteners, obviously. If you will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. A little Splenda in your cider, as we like to say here on the podcast. All right. Well, I'm thinking I'm Team Giannis. I will be here in this captain position. My popularity is not going to go down. I'm really thinking that we're going to be good at the 2024 All-Star game, so I don't want to trade a pick then. What if I threw in a pick swap for the second best of either of our reserve draft picks in the 2023 All-Star game?
I'm really looking for something in the 2021 to 2022 range.
It goes into the space we're
expecting. This is the first overall pick we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's not like I'm just giving up nothing here.
Do you have any assets you're trying to get rid of?
I mean, I'm LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
My popularity is not waning exactly, mm-hmm. but I'm not exactly who knows how long I'm going to play. So.
Yeah, how long is this window going to be open here
right.
for your all-star maneuvering?
For my all-star captaincy.
All right, well, listen to this. What if Team Giannis agrees to take an underperforming Blaze Pizza franchise off your hand as well? Gives you a little bit of cash savings going into that 2020 election. As we predicted, the economy will be crashing in mid-November. That's why I've converted most of our assets to gold and silver and stores of ammunition and just big old barrels of gasoline.
You know, I don't think this deal is really working out for me. Mm-hmm. Should I just, I think I'm just going to make the selection.
But you know what? I can't go any further than that. So yeah, go ahead. Take that pick.
With my first pick, I'm going to select Dante DiVincenzo.
Dante DiVincenzo, he's a steal.
He's leading the league in net rating. I really think I really think I made the correct pick here.
Yeah, he's the Michael Jordan of Delaware, a great state. All of my companies are incorporated there to get out of certain tax obligations and environmental reporting. DiVincenzo, he's great. He's the best defensive player in the NBA right now by the numbers, which are the only thing that matters. The only eye test you should be taking is a retina scan to get into your private bunker after the economic apocalypse of November 2020. It's a pretty great move. And, you know, Dante DiVincenzo, he's great. He's got a lot of growth ahead of him. He's going to play lockdown defense and do the little things in this All-Star game. I love that selection, Randy.
Switchy. I wish his shooting motion was a little bit more repeatable.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, again, leading the league in net rating, the most important stat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Has nothing do with how good his team is. It's all him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I agree. Well, I am going to make a little bit of a chalk selection. Could be a little controversial with my second selection. I'm going to go with Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks. You know, he's third in the league in win shares. Couldn't really crack the offensive rating boards. He's very young. He's not turned 21 yet. Still 20 years old. But what's really compelled me to take him in this is that he just severely sprained his ankle. And, you know, this team, we're playing for the 2022-2023 All-Star game. Giannis is probably going to sit out a lot of this game. So we're taking Luka. We're going to stash him. He's going to help us tank. Get better draft position, maybe pick up some extra reserve selections down the road. But we're taking Luka Doncic, and we're expecting him to be out and possibly be legally dead by the end of the All-Star game.
Oh, amazing. Great pick. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
With my second pick, you know what? I'm going to put that on the table. What can you offer me? You're tanking this year.
Oh, Team Giannis here.
Mm-hmm.
We would offer you for that selection, Giannis Antetokounmpo and, the third captain's pick in the 2022 draft.
I'll tell you what.
You just need to get off that Giannis money.
You throw in your next pick and I'll do it.
All right. That's, I don't know. A lot of value there. What if, could I get a pick swap in the 2025 All-Star Captain's Draft?
What if we protect that 1-5?
1-5 protection, and I don't want it if it's the last pick in the draft, so can we reverse protect it 1-5, and then also protect it 10-11?
I don't know, that seems like a lot to give up.
Well, actually, I'm oh yeah, couldn't you want to push it back 1 year?
What if we push it back so it's only protected 10-11 every other year?
Every other year. Okay, that sounds like a good sequence. Okay, just to summarize, all right, so it is, the deal is, the third pick in the All-Star Draft for Giannis Antetokounmpo this year, a 2024 the third pick in the starters portion of the 2024 draft, and then an additional reserve pick starting in 2025, mm-hmm. each year protected 1-5 and 10-11, and ultimately
protected 10-11 every other year.
Every other year, and then it would revert to a celebrity All-Star Game participant pick. All right, I think we've got a deal. I think we're able to make a deal there. That's great. I was excited about the trade, getting off that Giannis money. Of course, we are planning to tank this year. And, it seems like a win-win-win trade all around. I'm really looking forward to that 2024 game. Should be time for Team Giannis to finally get a win. And with that pick, I will be drafting Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks, simply because he is the youngest player available. He is the furthest from the grave, and we can harvest his T-cells and platelets to store and stock up when these teams are going to need like a spare body part and some extra juice when we're finally ready to compete in an All-Star game 2 or 3 years down the road.
All right. So I have the next two picks, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
I will trade you the next two picks for Trae Young.
Oh.
Would you be interested in that?
You know, I like the cost certainty of Trae Young, but I am always in favor of trading down to get extra picks. All right, would you throw in, I know you're an avid collector of All-Star Game memorabilia. Would you trade me a Skills Challenge trophy from the years? I'm only really looking for the years 2012 through 2015.
I can
throw in a game-worn blindfold from Cedric Ceballos that I won in a poker game.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm just going to use the pick. That's too much.
All right, fair enough.
With my pick, I'm going to select... So I have Giannis. Mm-hmm. I have LeBron, me. Mm-hmm. And I have Dante DiVincenzo. I need some shooting. I think I am going to select Nerlens Noel.
Oh, interesting pick. Gives you some length out there.
Yeah, he's a excellent true shooting percentage, and more importantly, he's 20th overall in value over replacement player.
Oh my gosh, that's huge, huge stat at the All-Star game.
But what I really like about him is he's on a 1-year deal. I have I'm going to have a lot of dead cap between LeBron and Giannis going.
Yeah, you're going to have dead cap. You're going to have some dead bodies on that roster. I can't believe LeBron is still on his feet.
All right, so then with my next pick, I still need shooting. Nerlens didn't really answer that. I'm going to select Brook Lopez. He's third overall in defensive box plus minus. And also, more importantly, his net rating is incredibly high. I think it's another steal. I don't like his age, but... Mm-hmm. He's sixth in net rating. What are you going to do?
That's an all-star, and on that contract, he is a more valuable player than Anthony Davis this year, by the numbers. Mm-hmm. It is correct. All right, so that's you've got five. My team right now, looking at the roster, I traded away Giannis, and I have Luka Doncic and Trae Young, and that's it, versus your five players. So I'm going to have to make a bold selection. This team does not have enough defense when I'm looking at this team. And so I got to go high on the defensive ratings. And
Team LeBron here.
Yes.
Would you be interested in LeBron James?
You know, he does. I can't play him at the one, which will solve things because Trae Young's natural position is the three. Just creates a lot of matchup issues there. I'm a little concerned about his age, maybe his commitment to the game, but he is a real winner. All right, so you know, the deal would be this pick for LeBron James.
Well, I'm going to need the rest of your picks in the draft.
Ooh, a real draft day. So I would be left with a team of Luka Doncic, Trae Young, and LeBron James. I don't see a lot of weak spots there. It's a lot of shooting, cover a lot of ground, and we are trying to tank. Will you throw in a pick swap?
Sure.
Okay, I mean, like, literally, we should trade ice picks.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
Okay, great. Let's do it. Let's make that happen.
Okay, great.
Okay, so we're done. The former team Giannis, our final roster is now Trae Young, Luka Doncic, and LeBron James. I love the team.
And then Team LeBron has Giannis, Dante DiVincenzo, Nerlens Noel, Brook Lopez.
And then you have
14 more players.
I believe you have 14 more selections, yes. Could I suggest Ivica Zubac, 8th in offensive rating?
Absolutely. I was going to take him. J.J. Redick.
I
was going to take him 18th in offensive rating. shooting. Brandon Clark, I was going to take him.
The guy I was going to take with my next pick before I traded it, Daniel Thies from the Boston Celtics.
Dice.
Yeah. Oh, I only
better than Clint Capella. Show me the difference.
They're not really any different as far as I can tell.
And then George Hill, I was going to take.
Yeah, he's second in offensive rating. He's incredible.
Chris Dunn. 3.8 steal percentage.
I love the expiring deal there with Crusade. You get some, I like to call him a zombie trade exception, where he can walk, but he is restricted, so you can remain, you can keep him undead, you can bind him as if with a summoner's charm.
Mitchell Robinson, I was going to take him.
Oh, incredible. Best offensive player in the NBA, obviously.
Warren.
Oh, before you finish your selections, we got to talk to a sponsor. This is from the makers of Blinkist. It is, if you know Blinkist, you know that I hate reading anything that is a physical dead tree book. I will read blogs, Reddit threads, and mostly I just listen to podcasts and read statistics. But I do like Blinkist, which is a site that lets you read the key lessons from over 2,000 nonfiction books in 15 minutes or fewer. That was pretty good, but I figured out something with a little more efficiency. It's REMBER, which is a site very similar to Blinkist. You get those key lessons quickly with Blinkist. With REMBER, you get those lessons while you are sleeping through with their special noise machines, earbuds, and a heavy blanket pack entirely with the shredded pages of Success is a Choice by Rick Pitino. Honestly, this is fantastic. I feel like I've read 75 books in just the month of December through my sleep regimen. I'll be honest, I wear the earbuds during the vigorous sexual intercourse that I have, and I'm really learning a lot. I feel like I'm getting smarter every day. My nightmares are unceasing. I wake up soaked in sweat every day, and much smarter. And you can get 15% off your first month of REMBER with promo code LIVELIFE at 1.75x speed. That's my motto. We talk about it on the podcast all the time. It's part of my elaborate neck tattoo.
Talk about it all the time.
We do talk about it all the time. So thank you, REMBER. All right, and so we've almost finished drafting your team. Randy, do you care who these other selections are?
No, I'm going to use them as trade chips later down the line.
Fantastic. As we know, these players essentially just exist as ones and zeros in the stats. So it does not really matter the human emotions at learning this news. I do want to close with a very special message. It is one of the saddest and most disappointing things that has happened in the NBA in years, if not decades. Domantas Sabonis named to the All-Star team. Just a terrible All-Star, hard to watch, difficult name to pronounce. It's an embarrassment to the NBA that he was an All-Star reserve. It's an embarrassment to the Indiana Pacers that he's on their team at all. I would like him to be stricken from the Eastern Conference All-Star team and, in fact, deported from this country. I'll get him the fare. I'll put him on the barge. I'll pack him into the shipping container. Just get him off my screen. Just a disgraceful, sad, but also disappointing moment for the NBA.
I agree completely.
And get him
so
out
does
here.
My candidate, Amy Klobuchar.
And actually, I feel like the National Front of Poland agrees with me. I've been on the message boards, and I understand what's happening. All right, Randy, so you've got to go back to your candidate. I have got to go back to my spreadsheets plotting out the various opium dens and safe houses and poly-friendly Airbnb scene in Chicago. That's where I'm going for the All-Star game. Are you going to be there for All-Star weekend, Randy?
It depends on what Mistress Amy is letting me do that weekend.
Tell her it's close to an Iowa caucus.
I'm not allowed to tell her anything.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to meet up and they go to a hot dog place, it's my favorite place. You'll really like it. It's a lot like talking to me, where they just yell abuse at you constantly and periodically feed you.
I do like the sound of that.
All right. So for everybody there with All Star Fever, I am Brett Slamson. Thank you, Randy Ledoux. And back to you, Sean and Joey. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Well, that was something.
And really,
I don't think that's how the draft is. It works.
A lot of those guys were not on the All Star team, and also, who were they? What if the Bitcoin flip goes differently next year?
That's an excellent point. I don't think they thought of that. Sean, do you have anything you want to plug?
Podstarweekend.com. If you're in LA, come to the business on Monday nights.
And then as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where January 30th, I tweeted, "If you don't like at Coldplay, you have no soul."
Wow.
Same goes with Creed.
Whoa. He went really hard with that second one.
Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Find me, NBA, as long as you suck my dick.
Say hey, good Luca. The ringing makes me want to puke. The coverage of you borders on obscene. I heard Bill Simmons stole your beard trimmings, stuffed them in a pillow for house from D.C. Well, reading about the Mavericks is no longer fun. Too many middle-aged men who call you their son. Some idiot called Luke a swaggy hoops kid, and a creep sang to you dressed in a wig. So hey, good Luca, want some Sambuca? Your owner was puking out a limousine. This is the ghost of Hank Williams, urging you to listen to Round Ball Rock. Now, we here up in heaven love NBA basketball and the old website Grantland almost as much as I love painkillers and whiskey, and second all. But well, we just plumb can't get into Grantland Jr. Me and Johnny Cash gave the NBA desktop an honest shot, too. Also, while I have you here, you can tell my good no good son that if he brings home a single one of his rowdy friends, so help me God, I will haunt them, no matter what night of the week it is. Hey, and speaking of Monday Night Football, can you believe Jason Witten is going back to the Cowboys? Now we just gotta convince some team to sign Mark Jackson. They're the pits and I ain't moshing. There's too much rewatching. I hope the show Billions paid them a hefty fee. They're all hysterical. Their pods ruined America. I think Chris Ryan's about to turn 50. Well, there were 500 articles about Stars Born. They loved that movie like the sports guy loved porn. Gaga sang at the Oscars and they all masturbated, then explained how their orgasms were properly rated. So hey, a good Luca, like a necklace made of puka. The ringer's something out of the 90s.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.